Ready for a deep dive into something pretty special?
Let's do it.
We're talking about Bhutan this time.
Always a good time to talk about Bhutan.
It is, it's the Bhutan Innovation Forum.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been hearing about this.
We have.
So we decided to do a deep dive on it for you.
Absolutely.
And kind of dig into everything that's going on there.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that makes this forum so fascinating is that it's more than just your typical tech conference, right?
Right.
It's really rooted in Bhutan's commitment to gross national happiness.
Yes, and this is something...
Which, as we know.
That we always talk about with Bhutan.
Of course.
It's this idea that they measure their progress, not just by, like,
right.
economic growth, but by the well-being of their citizens.
Exactly. It's this holistic approach to progress
yeah.
that prioritizes well-being alongside economic growth.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me how that actually plays out. Like,
yeah.
what do they do differently
right.
with other countries who are just chasing, you know, GDP numbers?
Well, it's woven into the fabric of their culture, really. And
right.
this sort of blend of tradition and innovation is perfectly reflected in the forum's venue itself.
I was just going to say, where is it?
Which is a historic dzong.
Yeah, tell people what that is, because that's not something
right,
that we encounter every day.
We don't see a lot of dzongs walking down the street.
No, we don't.
So imagine this.
Okay.
You've got these imposing fortresses called dzongs.
Okay.
Strategically placed on hillsides throughout Bhutan.
Cool.
They serve as the centers of administration, spirituality, and even defense. They're deeply significant in Bhutanese history and culture.
So this is like you go to a dzong to like take care of...
Potentially.
Business with the government?
It could be legal matters.
Okay.
Spiritual matters.
Wow.
It could even be a place of refuge in times of conflict.
Interesting.
And the forum itself will be held at Dunkar Dzong.
Okay.
Which is a name that actually translates to spreading the Dharma.
Oh, wow.
Dharma referring to the teachings of Buddha.
So it's like a very
it is.
Important place.
It is. And I think choosing this location isn't just symbolic.
Yeah.
It speaks to Bhutan's intention to really ground this forward-looking event
yeah.
in its very rich cultural heritage.
Yeah. So this Dunkar Dzong sounds like a pretty incredible place to have this forum.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And they've got a really interesting lineup of people coming to speak.
They do. It's a very diverse group.
Like who?
Which I think speaks to the wide range of topics that the forum is going to be addressing.
Yeah.
But we're talking big names here, like Evan Spiegel.
Oh, wow. From Snapchat.
Yeah. The mind behind Snapchat.
Yeah.
And then you've got like Nobel laureate economist Joseph Stiglitz.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're talking like.
Really?
Top level people.
Yeah. A very high caliber of speakers coming to this forum.
So what are all these different people going to be talking about?
Well, they're going to be exploring all these really fascinating intersections between mindfulness and innovation.
Okay.
And across various fields, like we're talking education, we're talking healthcare, urban planning.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really prompting us to kind of rethink progress in a way.
Interesting.
And think outside of just those traditional boundaries.
Yeah. It's like, how can we use these like really interesting concepts to like better the world
right.
in a real way.
Exactly. Like, how can we create a better future by sort of weaving well-being into the fabric of our advancement?
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like, instead of just being like, oh, we need to like
right.
advance technologically, we need to think about like...
It's not just about moving faster.
Yeah.
It's about moving in a way that's beneficial for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think one of the most interesting things about this forum is that it's really focusing on this idea of Jellifew Mindfulness City.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Because that's a big...
It's a big focus.
Focus for them.
Yeah. And it's fascinating because they're designing the city to be what they're calling a knowledge economy.
What does that mean?
So it's really prioritizing education, is prioritizing sustainability, and of course, mindfulness.
Okay.
And they're baking this into the very infrastructure of the city itself.
They're designing it from the ground up to be like this...
From the ground up.
Mindful city.
It's intended to be a model for sustainable urban development, and not just for Bhutan, but for the entire region.
Wow. So this is like a big...
Big project.
Project for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And His Majesty the King actually had a really interesting quote about the city.
Oh, really?
I came across.
Okay.
He described it as a one-of-a-kind city anchored on the vision and values of gross national happiness.
Wow. And so they really see this as like
they do.
A way to kind of like
It's a real world manifestation of their commitment to gross national happiness.
Yeah, like put it into practice.
Exactly.
So they're really trying to like walk the walk with this, right?
Absolutely. It's not just talk with them.
Yeah.
They're really putting it into practice.
So if people are like,
yeah,
wow, this sounds really cool, I'd love to go see that, how do people go about doing that?
Well, that's the great thing. You actually can.
Okay.
You know, it's open to anybody who wants to attend.
Cool.
And it's a truly unique opportunity, I think, to kind of witness firsthand Bhutan's commitment to, you know, innovation and well-being in action.
Yeah. And where exactly is this happening again?
So the Bhutan Innovation Forum is being held at the Dumkarjong in Pangbisa.
And you were telling me about this place.
Oh, it's supposed to be absolutely stunning.
Okay.
The Dzong itself is nestled amidst this like incredible natural beauty, mm-hmm. you know, close to the Paro Valley and surrounded by what they call the Four Nais.
What are Nais?
So in Bhutanese belief, Nais are these protective deities.
Okay.
And each direction around the Dzong is associated with a different Nai.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, north, south, east, west.
Interesting.
Each one has its own sort of protective deity.
So they take it very seriously.
It's all about that spiritual harmony kind of woven into the landscape.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I think that just adds another layer to the whole experience of being there.
So it's not just like a conference center. It's like a very purposefully chosen place.
It's all very intentional.
So how do people, if they're interested in going, how do they like sign up? What are the dates? All that stuff.
Yeah. So the forum itself is taking place from October 1st to the 3rd.
Okay. So coming up.
Coming up pretty quickly. And, you know, we'll be sure to include a link to the forum's website.
Perfect.
In the show notes.
Yes.
So you can get all the details about registration logistics, all that good stuff.
That's great. Yeah.
But, you know, well, I think the forum itself sounds incredible with all the speakers and the topics they're going to be discussing.
Right.
Don't underestimate the opportunity to really like connect with your fellow attendees.
Make some connections.
Yeah, and just experience Bhutanese culture firsthand. I mean, that's something you don't get at every conference.
For sure. Not every day you get to go to Bhutan.
Exactly.
Well, and so speaking of like making connections and stuff.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Was this story about these seven students from ROT MEI.
Oh, yeah.
The Robotics and IoT Training Institute.
It's a great story.
Yeah, so they're going to be showcasing their tech innovations at the forum.
Which is amazing. I mean, talk about inspiring the next generation.
Yeah.
These students really embody that mission of the forum, you know?
Totally.
Harnessing technology to create real-world solutions.
It seems like a very Bhutanese thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
To be like, we want to support our young people in this.
Yeah. They're really investing in their future.
Yeah.
And they understand that, you know, innovation and education are so key to that.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool that they're giving these students such a prominent platform.
Yeah, for sure.
To showcase their work.
Yeah. What kind of stuff are they working on?
So they've got some really interesting projects.
Like what?
One of them is the smart bridge.
Okay.
That's designed to assess vehicle weight. So it uses sensors and stuff to kind of figure out how heavy the vehicles are that are going over it. And that data can then be used to like, you know, inform infrastructure decisions.
Make sure the bridge can handle it.
Exactly. Make sure it's safe, all that good stuff.
That's so cool.
And then they've also got this voice device.
Okay.
That's designed to aid communication for people who can't speak.
Oh, wow.
So really using technology to break down barriers and create a more inclusive society.
That's awesome.
Which, again, very much in line with Bhutan's values.
Right.
So it's really cool to see that.
It all connects back to their like core values.
It all circles back. And I think that's a really important thing to highlight here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we often think of innovation as being the separate thing from values.
Right. Just like technology.
Right. It's just about progress for the sake of progress.
Yeah.
But Bhutan is showing us that it doesn't have to be that way. You can have innovation that's rooted in values.
That's awesome.
That's driven by a desire to create a better world for everyone.
Well, and what you were saying earlier about how they developed their Bhutan baccalaureate curriculum there at the Dzong.
Yeah, that's another great example.
In fact, it's all
connected.
Very intentional.
It is. And I think that's what makes Bhutan such a fascinating case study.
Right.
Because they're really trying to do things differently. Right. And they're not afraid to challenge the status quo.
Yeah.
And so I guess it leaves us with this question, you know.
Yeah.
Can Bhutan's approach this sort of harmonious blend of mindfulness, well-being, and innovation? Can it offer valuable lessons for the future?
Right.
not just for Bhutan, but for the rest of the world.
Right. Could this be a model for everyone?
Exactly. And that's something I hope you'll all think about.
Yeah.
As you learn more about the Bhutan Innovation Forum and really delve into all the amazing things that Bhutan is doing.
I think that's a great place to leave it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thanks for taking a deep dive with us into the Bhutan Innovation Forum.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
This is definitely one we're going to be keeping an eye on.
Sure, sure.
So we'll check back in with you on this in the future.
Yeah.